Yeah, it's very concerning and deeply troubling that the fire service, who are so quick and professional in their response to emergency situations, should face issues such as this when they arrive at scene. And it's something, probably something that we all take for granted, that a fire tender will have ready access to water. But sadly, Sunday was not the first time that this issue has arisen this year alone in County Donegal.
And it wasn't a case where, as we've seen previously, where they couldn't access the hydrant. They had access, but it was a water pressure issue.
Yeah, Sunday's events in Castlefin were probably exacerbated by the ongoing works to install the new water mains in the town, which is, of course, something that was badly needed. But we need to ensure the fire hydrants are, they're always accessible with an adequate supply of water in anticipation of emergency situations such as what we've seen on Sunday evening in Castlefin. And look, this is an issue that I'll be raising with Donegal County Council, as I think the public need to know that we have an up-to-date inventory of fire hydrants, first of all, across the county, and second of all, we need to ensure that these are all in good working order, and that we need to ensure that each of them always has an adequate supply of water at all times in case of emergencies, such as what we witnessed on Sunday evening in Castlefin.
And thankfully, the hydrant in the schoolie was operational, but there surely there could be a worry there that the next nearest one mightn't work, especially whenever in the location of Tenney's, there's houses on either side.
Well, look, that's it. Look, emergency situations such as what we've seen on Sunday evening, there's obviously something you can't plan for that, but you can certainly plan for the mitigation measures that can always be in place to help in emergency situations. And obviously fire hydrants are something that are essential for the fire service in order for them to do their job properly and make everything safe for everybody involved, whether that's business premises or homes that are affected. So look, it's something that we need to make sure that, regardless of what's going on in the area, whether it's Irish Water Works or whatever else is going on, there always has to be an adequate supply of water to these hydrants. And I think we need to be working with Irish Water and Donegal County Council to ensure that happens.